This is Steve Woodward teeing off. As North Carolina's governor amid a pandemic triggered by a Chinese lab virus, Roy Cooper made countless poor decisions, forcing closures of schools, businesses, churches, and ultimately mandating an experimental jab masquerading as a vaccine. But another of Cooper's pandemic-era edicts in 2021 poses an ongoing threat. The man who Democrats hope becomes their U.S. senator next year bowed to left-wing advocates who filed an absurd lawsuit. It demanded release of the imprisoned in state facilities to protect them from COVID-19 outbreaks. Can't make it up. Cooper's administration reached a settlement to free 3,500 inmates, some onto the streets, others to parole. Identities were to be kept secret. But recently, a Raleigh TV reporter obtained the list, and the names are now public. Political journalist Andrew Dunn matched ID numbers with names and found 51 people released by Cooper's deal serving life sentences. 19 were charged with first-degree murder, 16 with second-degree murder, 11 with rape. Where are they today? Good question. It's one the former North Carolina Attorney General, who became governor and aspires to be a U.S. senator, is likely not prepared to answer. I'm Steve Woodward, perpetually teed off.